AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says this was the way the mission in Afghanistan was designed.
It was designed to operate under severe stress and attack. And that's what it did.
At the White House, the president called the evacuation an extraordinary success. There are still about 100 Americans and thousands of Afghans who want to get out.
The bottom line, 90% of Americans in Afghanistan who wanted to leave were able to leave. And for those remaining Americans, there is no deadline. We remain committed to get them out if they want to come out.
The president said he was not going to extend a forever war in Afghanistan and was not going to extend a forever exit. Republicans like Louisiana's Clay Higgins in the House think the president should resign.
It's arguable that he's not of his whole and right mind. We are a compassionate people, but we expect performance, and performance right now for President Biden calls for him to step down.
During the evacuation, there was a suicide bombing that killed 13 American service members and 169 Afghans. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is getting a look at parts of his state hit hard by Hurricane Ida.
The damage that we have seen here and that they're dealing with is just catastrophic.
It's going to take weeks to get the power restored. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell is in Louisiana.
We understand many people are away from their homes and want to get back in their homes, but I strongly encourage everybody, please listen to your local officials. Please listen to when they tell you it's safe to come back home.
Ida is blamed for at least four deaths in Louisiana and Mississippi. People in South Lake Tahoe have been evacuated, and crews are working to keep the Caldor Fire from reaching Lake Tahoe along the California-Nevada state line. Critical fire conditions are in place through tomorrow. The Dow finished down 39 points. This is AP News. More problems for Social Security and Medicare funds.
Social Security and Medicare, the government's two biggest benefit programs, remain under intense financial pressure. The two major issues? The retirement of millions of baby boomers, along with the devastating pandemic putting increased pressures on the two programs' finances. A report from the program's trustees has now moved up by 1 year, the day for the depletion of Social Security's reserves. It now projects they will be unable to pay full benefits starting in 2034 instead of 2035. Medicare is still expected to exhaust its reserves in 2026. That's the same date as estimated last year. Shelley Antler, Washington.
The Waukesha, Wisconsin School District reversed a decision to leave a federal free meals program following widespread criticism and loud protest from parents. School board members say they received threats. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.